The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Good evening, Flesh Wound Radio Freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound After Dark. I am Daniel Shine, joined as always by Todd Loya.
Got it. I thought he was going to forget about it.
Yeah. And Pugs Dread.
See, it's a mistake. I need to file a police report. I'm seeing calls.
Would I not make a great Batman?
No.
Yeah. I would be an awesome Batman. What the fuck? Like, there's the vote of confidence.
Maybe it's no, I could see as an awesome Penguin.
I won't take it as an insult.
Hugo Strange.
See, I don't even know what we're talking about now.
little too tall for Penguin, but they could always John Leguizamo me.
You put a fucking doctor's coat on you with some glasses, Hugo Strange. I'm telling you.
Now I have to look him up.
Or yeah, Professor Pig.
Well, that doesn't sound sound he's flattering. Awesome.
You would love Professor Pig.
Okay. Well, that's cool. Well, it shouldn't be a good thing, but I will take it as a good thing.
Digging at you, asshole.
So, anyways,
some we're here tonight. Nice, man.
Yeah, not you. So, we're here tonight to talk about the continuing adventures of the American Pie Gang. Again, we're going in order of release here. And our next film is American Wedding, this time from director Jesse Dillon. The American Pie Gang returns to wreak havoc with a new rite of passage when Jim and Michelle decide to get married. Of course, Stifler will be there, and more importantly, will throw the ultimate bachelor party. So RSVP for the outrageous American Wedding experience, the third chapter of the unforgettable American Pie saga. All right, so yes, the continuing adventures. So revisiting this one, I have to say the jokes in this just keep hitting nonstop. There's not 5 minutes that goes by where I'm not absolutely laughing my ass off. It kicks off with a bang at the proposal, which of course goes horribly wrong.
All right, depending on your perspective.
Possibly,
I mean,
yeah.
It's proof why she gets that proposal. Like, okay.
How do you pull off a BJ under a table like that? And
you know what? In the middle of the room. That's a little hard. Like, if it was in a table in the corner.
Yeah, because somebody's, like, nudging their friends. Like, they noticed that shit. But I'll be honest. It has happened. When I was a kid, it was happening at Sizzler. I don't know.
How talk about class.
Actually, the Sizzler part just slipped until right now.
Was it the Sizzler in West Virginia?
No, this is, I was a kid. This was somewhere near DC, Maryland area. Wow.
Yeah, you could probably stand under the table and not hit your head.
That's why he doesn't have issues now.
But yeah, that whole scene was hilarious. And then when he pulls him out, is like, your penis. this is gonna be a love fest. Pugs, what did you think of American Wedding then and now? I mean, did it live up to the first two for you?
I wouldn't quite say the first two, but Is it enjoyable? Fuck yeah. I do think Stifler can be a little much this time around. He actually just goes in. I'm not saying it's all bad, Dan. But, like, he's hamming it up. He now knows what the character is, and I guess you got a few years, and he's stuck in his ways. Okay. But, like, close your mouth every now and again, because every 3 minutes.
He became a bit of a caricature in this one.
Yeah,
they know he's the star of the show, though, too. You get more and more Stifler.
I guess, but no, the hijinks are familiar, and I don't want to say the same because they're a little different, but
they still follow that same pattern.
Yeah, and I still
love it. The formula. Yeah, the formula works.
Yeah, and then like I really didn't even miss the people that didn't return.
You know, it's fine because let's be honest, their stories weren't really going to add anything to the wedding. Yeah. I still think they should have been there at the wedding.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, but other than that, yeah, they weren't really missed.
Well, let's be real. At this time, Chris Klein was about to do like 10 rollerball movies and be the biggest star in the world. So,
but see, I know you're saying that like he big timed him, but you don't know if there was schedules conflicting. And obviously, if the role wasn't. Because I don't see how much, you know, his role would have been a part. He would have been with them, but
yeah.
How much?
But I'm with you. I think they should have showed up at the end because it's actually their wedding. I'm like, he should have been in the wedding, honestly.
Yeah.
Shannon Elizabeth, I understand not coming back. You know, that's a little awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah, but dude, overall, again, Eugene Levy, goddamn, I love that man. He's so cool.
Yeah.
Oh my god, when Michelle's like, oh, Jim always said you're there for him when you need the help, so I'm asking me for help, and he's like, oh, he said that? Like, yeah, dude, you're the fucking dad of the year. I love you. But yeah, dude, like all the jokes, the gay bar and fucking the pubic hair.
I told you they wanted to fuck me.
Yeah, it's fucking man, awesome.
The dance scene, it's still when he realizes he's in the gay bar. And you just see him looking.
And when Jim comes, like, I'm so happy to see you.
Oh, but how can you gloss over the dog scene? Is it weird? It feels good.
Talking about a first impression to the in-laws.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the dog chocolate scene. Ugh.
Oh
yeah,
I was talking about the dog humping.
Yeah, that's some shit right there. So,
isn't it ironic that Fred Willard had his own American Pie moment in the theater?
Also, what the fuck was this? Oh, when Jim's talking to Eugene Levy, or when Jim's talking to his dad about not banging Nadia, he's like, would you have banged Nadia? Why? Did she say something?
That would have been off.
That's fucking gold, dude.
Jim logs into YouTube and just sees Eugene Levy.
I'm still mad at Jim for not, but...
Stifler said the best. It's the stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard. Because again, you get it in and then you go be with the one you love. Like, yeah. And honestly, I think Michelle would have been down for a threesome.
Yeah, I was going to say that would have made a lot of sense. Yeah. Yeah. She's kinky. She would have been down. Yeah, Jim. Goddamn, dude. How do you not make that happen?
Fucking love is stupid.
Well, hopefully he'll finally get it at American Funeral.
Well, you got divorce for a funeral.
I want divorce for a funeral. Oh, there you go. But well, if she's the one that dies and he's banging her at the court, because like, let's see, Jim might fucking do that from the
series. They actually think he's fucking the corpse.
American pandemic, and they all get trapped in like this under the same roof. Boom.
I like it.
We have all these reunions going on. Fucking Josh Gad. Where's our American Pie one? What the fuck?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I feel we'll get another American Pie. I don't know. I'm hopeful.
Maybe we are, Dan.
Another with the
theatrical. Main yeah.
Yeah. Another theatrical with the
main I think we will. I think. Who knows when? I do think it'll happen, though. It just seems like something that's always there.
Yeah, and it's nobody.
And we know the video sequels aren't going to kill the shot of that, which I remember originally thinking, okay, I guess we're done, but we'll get to another theatrical.
Yeah, because usually that does mean that, but well, back then certainly. But yeah, man, I love Stifler. It's one of those ones you like go back and it's like, is he going to be as endearing? Stifler is still endearing. That is that is a slice of Americana. Stifler is. Wait, my cats are literally fucking each other up in the background, like that's, so, that's, like that's really awesome. Like fucking each other up. I don't know what they're doing.
I can make you disappear. You can go handle your cat fight.
No, they're good. They're
you want to go fine. Hand one a knife or something?
Maybe like cats don't buy them toys. I have like some empty boxes from eBay right now, and they're like just did a running like spear into the box.
You could say the same thing about children though, Dan. So. Okay, I do want to say no one's mentioned you have a young January Jones in this one.
Yes, holy shit, yes. I totally forgot she was the sister in this.
Yes.
Cadence, yeah.
Cadence.
We didn't even bring up that Shipbreak and Stifler basically switch roles.
One of my favorite, I'm skipping ahead a little bit here, but when Stifler's sitting there talking about how he's going to fuck her, and then he's like doing the cow, like.
Yeah. How long, it's like,
how
there?
Long were you there? And then she does that. Oh, man. I think this one's just as funny as the other two. It really is. This one hits. Non-stop. Maybe too much for some people. I don't know.
That might be it. Yeah, because like, it's enjoyable, but I just think the other two are more. It's more of an actual movie. I don't know how to explain.
I know what you're saying. Because while I really enjoy this one, I don't think it's. I think it's close to the other two, but it's just a slight step down. I also think maybe Dan. Maybe you're enjoying it more because you've seen it like not as much as the other ones. I don't know. Because I noticed myself laughing more too in this one because I know I've seen the first one so many more times. So I kind of know everything that's coming. This one and the other one, I didn't remember exact beats. So it was really fun to revisit.
And the humor has to evolve too now because, I mean, you're dealing with adults.
Or devolve.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you got adults rather than the just dudes trying to get laid angles. So. Oh,
how funny was that? To the next step, put your fucking hand down.
And to be fair, Dan, we still have guys trying to get laid.
You do, but I'm just saying, like, that's there was funny. That desperation at that time. Although Stifler wasn't a part of it.
The best part, too, the least amount of Kevin so far in one of these American Prime movies.
So would you have traded Ox for Kevin?
As long as they have the same amount of time, sure.
Oz and Kevin, you know what's funny? Going into the first American Pie, because Thomas Ian, he was the one that actually had some name value because he headlined those like Rookie of the Year and Kid in King Arthur's Court. So
Halloween Resurrection.
I think he was in Halloween Resurrection.
Which one was he in? It was him. What am I thinking?
You're thinking of somebody else.
Hold on. What movie am I thinking? Keep going.
Todd gets his teen stars mixed up. But
similar.
But he, you know, he was, I think, maybe more the intention was like going to be the quote-unquote star of the first one.
Well, he's definitely the straight in all of them.
Yeah, I think like probably like in the producer writers' heads, if they were even thinking of sequels, would have been looking at like he was the main guy, and obviously that.
And for the record, I am correct. He was in Halloween Resurrection.
Is he?
Yeah, he plays Bill.
I
knew I was right. I was like, no, I gotta double check.
The only one I remember in that movie is Bianca.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I think that's a real name.
Subjecting myself to that one in a while.
Which one's Bianca? I don't even remember.
The lead, the hot one. That's her real name, though.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay, sir, yeah.
Did, and then the dog shit. Holy crap.
Yeah.
It's nasty. And they keep milking it, too.
German.
I like how she started to go for it, and he just, like, fucking...
He took one for the team hardcore right there. So.
Oh, when the parents show up to the the bachelor party.
Dude, when he gets spanked, he ooh.
You and your perverted Eastern European cousin. Okay. Jim puts it up my fanny.
They're calling cars here.
Yeah. And that was, what's her name? Sharknado's wife.
Nikki Ziering?
Nikki Ziering, yeah.
Oh, shit, I didn't know that. Good for him.
She's the blonde one. Also, just to reiterate, did we say Eddie K or Thomas Ian? Wasn't, because I get those confused, but Thomas Ian is the one that was in Resurrection. Halloween, yes. Resurrection. Okay. I don't remember which one we said originally. I just want to make sure I didn't say Shipbreak was in there.
But yeah, man, I got to be honest. I think it's just as funny. I mean, again, maybe for some, and you know, we'll talk about some of the others, of course, that this one needed to maybe slow down a little bit at points because it is like gag after gag. But I'll be damned if I didn't laugh my fucking ass off at each one as hard as I did when I saw it in theaters. This is good. And the heart's still there, too. Like you said, you get the moment with Michelle and Jim's dad
and Stifler.
And Stifler saving the day. and fucking the granny.
Did he fuck her or just get it in a little?
Oh, he was definitely fucking her because she's like,
he didn't immediately stop too when the door opened. So
and then of course Finch fucks his mom again. Eating her out in the tub.
Oh, that's just, and then when it starts to fog up, fucking John Chow's like, no.
This is when we at the wedding he calls her motherfucker.
Yeah.
It's like, that's right.
You know what's funny about they always manage to get Cho back. And you know, he was starting to, you know, he had Harold and Kumar, I believe, by this point. And
he is a loyal person. I think that's part of the culture.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm sure, what was it, like a day maybe he popped in. It was the part that, you know, really, I don't think he would have got Harold and Kumar without that. So
yeah, no, definitely. He's actually, we talked about like who is on the previous show, who's doing better these days. And you got to throw John Cho in there too. He's always getting work.
Yeah. He was really good in Searching.
Yeah. Star Trek. I mean, he's in all sorts of different stuff.
Literally the
Star Trek movies. So I'm not putting those over as hard, Dad.
Oh, the good ones.
He gets worked. But
I know he's like, I'm glad they killed that one guy off.
Pugs, how have you not?
I don't know which one he played, the one that died. Is he Chekhov?
The Russian dude?
Shut up, Todd. You know he's not Chekhov, you son of a bitch.
No!
Anton Yelkin. Oh, yeah, he was Chekhov. Yeah, he's dead. Yeah.
Yeah, bummer, Todd. Thanks, Dan. I knew that.
Crushed by his car. Did you pop when the granny got all racist on Michelle?
Oh my god, hell yeah! But that's more of your thing, Dan, because she was just mad she wasn't Jewish. I think you'd go the other way, like, woo!
That's fucked up. All right. So on that note, let's rate this one. I'm a 5 all the way. I still love it. It's hilarious. It's aged perfectly.
Okay. I even though I said it's not as good as the others, it's still a 5 in my book. I still love this fucking movie.
Awesome. And Todd.
I'm with Pugs too, even though I said it wasn't, it's a little bit under, but it's still good enough to be a 5.
Yep.
Awesome. So we are dipping into the direct
the beginning of the American Pie Presents line.
Yes. Which I'm surprised at this point, even if they have trouble getting a theatrical going, you could get most of these guys back now.
No, but see, that wasn't what it wasn't about doing another sequel. It was about that the home video division doing it, kind of like Universal's always done that, going back to Darkman, They tried, they wanted to do Army of Darkness too, but that didn't happen for several reasons. Time Cop, I mean, they've always gone to the low budget direct to video stuff, they've always have. So, them doing this, it wasn't like they were wanting to, I think they probably already knew they would do more. These are more side stories, they aren't like.
But couldn't you have a side story with like an Oz or, I mean, because you could get.
Again, that's still. That's
you probably save the main characters for theatrical, yeah. Minus Eugene Levy.
And that's also mm-hmm. going to be like, they're going to have to pay more. Say what you want about them or their status. They were still going to demand more money than the cast of these. Other yeah. than Eugene Levy, they were going to have to bump up the budget.
Who is worth it?
Yeah. And we get a lot of Eugene Levy in this one, so more than I remember.
You know what? I would like a Bandcamp series.
I'd watch that.
Yeah. Kind of like a Wet Hot American Summer kind of thing. I could see them doing that. Let's be real. Eugene Levy, it wasn't about the money. He just wanted to fuck Ginger Lynn. And I'm gonna hope that he did.
It's projecting if you haven't guessed yet.
I am. I want to fuck her too. All right. So from director Steve Rash. God, he had to get some shit in school. Comes American Pie Presents Bandcamp. Get ready for the wildest, most hilarious slice of American pie ever. This time around, the bad boy antics of Stifler's younger brother, Matt, get him sentenced to summer at band camp. Join in the fun as the Stiffmeister legend reaches outrageous new heights with the hot camp counselors, ultra-steamy hidden cameras, and a stimulating encounter with a certain musical instrument. Co-starring Jim's dad, Eugene Levy, and an irresistible cast, including a pair of playmates, it's a pie-style party you'll never forget. All right, so we've talked recently on some of our other sex comedy shows, which you should go back and listen to in the archives. A lot of times, direct-to-DVD is not a bad thing when it comes to sex comedy, especially now, because, I mean, you really can't do a proper one theatrically anyways. And I'm curious, I don't want to say anything too much to get into this movie, but I do want to say there was money spent on this, particularly the soundtrack, actually. There was a lot of like...
There's a lot of covers. But
yeah, I was going to say they weren't exact. It was like the first thing that stood out, it's like, that Terminator theme really makes a difference for the Muzak version that they did. That wasn't even a cover. That was a sound alike.
Well, you had Andrew W.K. was a big thing at this time. And
was that one a cover?
No,
that was him. That was him.
Wait, is that the one that's always in American Pie? The song that's in them all?
No. Okay. No. I think it's That's Good Charlotte or Lit. One of those. Yeah.
But you also have to remember Universal Music Group, so it might be easier to...
Didn't even think about that, yeah.
Because they know this is going to rent. They could be like, well, let's put that in. So
that's true. So, Pugs, what did you think of Bandcamp?
I liked it when I first saw it, back whenever it came out. Or I probably didn't see it exactly when it came out. Maybe like a few months after. Matt is just doing Stifler, which is fine. He nailed it. So no complaints there. But like the fact that he had to go to band camp as punishment is a little okay. We'll just go with it, I guess. But then, you know, Eugene Levy's there and I'm happy as shit, a pig in shit. So it's still fucking hilarious. They still do American Pie things.
It's basically Stifler is Jim.
Yeah. And he's not as sexually incompetent as Jim, but he still gets his dick stuck in something he shouldn't. And the fact that fucking Stifler is out there being like Girls Gone Wild guy is fucking awesome. Let's get that movie. Because last time we checked in with him, he was a fucking football coach. So that was cool. And this is also heartwarming, too. And then also the big black dude gets it on. So with the hot snow bunny, I'm very proud of him.
I thought the opening when the dick was washing in the fountain, the curtain comes up. I think this one kind of peaks a little bit early, though, I'll be honest. Because if I'm comparing it directly to the others, it's definitely not as funny.
Well, let's be real. This one's more traditional sex comedy than American Pie film. It's basically almost taking your Revenge of the Nerd, you know, gimmick and turning it into a feature, which I have no issue with. I actually really like. Like I said, it feels to me more like that era of sex comedy than the 90s era. I do think this time when I watched it, I think Matt is a little too Stifler. I mean, it feels like an impression.
Yeah.
That's my biggest thing, because I really like Ariel Cabell. I think it's Cabell. Who's also in another sex comedy, Mardi Gras Spring Break, as the lead. So.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that's exactly what they told him to do, just mimic Sean William Scott. But the downside of that at times, it's like you're not Sean William Scott. And, you know, it makes you kind of like, man, I wish Stifler were in this movie.
He was also in The Hills Run Red.
Oh, shit, you're right. He was. Yeah, he's no complaints with the actors so much. Just I think in a way it might have been more interesting if they just let him be his own thing. Like, embody Stifler, but don't try and copy all the...
But the thing is, if it's supposed to be his brother was already doing it.
Yep.
Yeah, fuckers, which...
Fuckers. And then he steals all the pornography in the second one.
They could have done a Good Boys gimmick, like, at that point with the actual... Like, that might have been funny. Well, he's a little older than that, but, you know, middle school... Like, you know, sort of thing. Make Ginger Lynn the teacher. There's a lot of funny things you could do. But yeah, I mean, this one's still good. It makes you laugh. It actually kind of breaks formula a little bit, because you have like what you think is going to be the big redemption moment, and that's not, because he fucks that up too.
No, he didn't fuck it up.
Yeah, he didn't fuck that one up. It was a Yo, or whatever the fuck his name is.
Yeah, I guess that's not a full fuck up on his part.
Dan told me off air, of course, it was because of Grape.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, god damn, that's fucked up.
Dan, I know you wanted you were a big fan of that brown girl, right? The brown goth girl?
Oh, she's so fucking hot.
My favorite. When I saw her, I was like, oh, that's up Dan's alley.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You know me. But I don't have a whole lot else to say. It's good. It's not. I mean, there are even direct to disc sex comedies that aren't a part of a franchise that I liked better too. Having said that, it's worth seeing. You know, you get a lot of good gags. The cum in the sunscreen was funny, and and there's nudity. I think this has probably just
shower scenes.
Yes.
I think this is more gratuitous than the other ones, actually, which is a plus.
And that's kind of how you even more gratuitous.
I'll tell you this. They went quantity over quality, but their quality was still top notch.
Yeah.
No Shannon Elizabeth.
No Shannon Elizabeth, no. But always good to see Ginger Lynn. I was like,
oh, Dan was hoping, come on, be naked. You know you were. She kind of is, but you don't see anything.
You get some side nudity, yeah. But there's plenty.
Are you offended when you're like, oh, it's the ugly nurse one? When you slam the laptop down?
Oh.
How dare you?
Todd was hoping for Shannon Tweed, but which makes a lot of sense. Can you imagine if she plays herself and then Stifler like fucks Shannon Tweed and like Gene Simmons has a cameo?
And that's the opener to American Funeral.
You imagine Stifler, and that's like, this bed is on
fire. I've already like fucking booked it. I'm telling you, you're right, Pugs. It's gonna be Jim's dad.
I don't want it to be.
I know, but
unless there's like a shitload of flashbacks with him in there. Okay, wait, no.
But yeah, a well above average sex comedy. But I'll be honest, I'm only giving it a 3.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, and it's above average, but it's not great.
See, I liked it enough, and it reminded me enough of the originals, so I'm giving it a 4.
I'm a 4 also on this one, too, actually.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe something was missing with the lead. I don't know. The Stifler impression, it just, what, like, it wasn't the same. But, yeah, I'm a 3.
I like that he helped, like, these fucking band nerds stand up for themselves, too, because like, he wouldn't really take shit from this, from the other asshole.
Yeah.
I know it's a sex comedy thing, so this is not a criticism, but I didn't believe in a million years that that girl that you mentioned that I liked would hook up with that guy, the robot nerd.
You don't know that for sure.
That's a staple of sex comedy, though.
It is. It is. I'm just saying, like, that's one where you really have to suspend your disbelief.
She was enthralled by his brain, man. Like, it could happen. It could happen for you, Dan.
Yeah. It's the hat that usually works for me.
See?
So.
You do it over their faces to cover their eyes?
Oh, it's messed up.
That's where he keeps chloroform. Here, try this.
Yeah. That's fucked. Oh, come on. Todd, you're not going to make me the Todd here.
Chloroform. No, Todd's making a fight for it. So.
Yeah, there's no fight if they're chloroform, Dan.
You're getting older. It's hard to catch.
No. They win.
This one, I actually think, though, like when we talk about how they've aged, I mean, there's certainly plenty of stuff in the American Pie theatrical films, but this one is like a straight up like Me Too thing.
I disagree only because it's different that Stifler's doing it. Like if it was Jim doing it, it would age worse. The fact that that's Stifler's character already and it's established, it is his little brother, it seems less skeevy than if it was someone who's a wholesome character.
But you're secretly filming them in the showers and then you get the girl and everything. You know what I mean?
I'm not arguing all that part.
It's wiping away a tear at the end of the
movie. But I'm, yeah. I think it's less that's creepy than it's sure. Yeah.
But yeah, so what do we have? We have 2 more shows, if my math's right. That counts.
We have 2 more shows to finish off the month of September, and then in early October we're gonna have a one-off review of the new Girls' Night, Girls'
American Poontang Pie. There we go.
I can't specifically remember the porn parodies of this, which I know existed, but I don't know if they. I can't remember.
I've never fucking seen any.
Well, I feel like they used the name, but did they ever do a full-on parody with the characters?
Like, well, you're asking us.
Yeah, right. You're the guy.
I'm saying I have no memory of it, so I don't think it happened.
Well, I'm Googling right now.
I can imagine, like, this ain't American Pie, or like
I'm sure they've used the name, or but you know what I mean, like not a direct like parody. Like these are the characters. I don't remember one, and I feel like it's not too late. I mean, you see, like they did the Facts of Life and all these different. You know, it's not too late to do it.
No, not.
You I mean, actually
hey, if they can have Chandler come back and have Chandler reprise the role and cross platforms. I watch that.
I think Chris Klein would be the one. It's like, shut up, Klein. Here's your money.
That's cool.
No porn parodies that came up.
That's a crime against
that humanity. Does seem like a missed opportunity.
Yeah.
But it's not too late.
Also, or we get the road trip one with Tom Green.
One ball.
2 girls, 1 ball.
Well, we got a couple more weeks to Halloween now, or October, so.
Yes. So, I hope you guys have enjoyed these sex comps. I've really enjoyed going back to American Pie. That's a big one for my generation, certainly. And be sure to tune in for everything else. And we hope you guys are excited for Halloween. I know we are. And
make sure you check out all of our other shows.
Yes, for Halloween. All of our other shows. Yes, lots and lots coming
And you can go check out our last couple American Pie shows too. Our last one. Or stay tuned for the future ones, whatever.
Yes. And be sure to stalk us on all social media platforms.
And now you say goodbye, Dad. Come on. Just
good night, guys.
Heil shine.
Shut up.
Namaste.